get to our first guest, Trudy Merritt, again with Platte River Fitness Series. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good this morning. Thank you.
That sounds like running weather, doesn't it?
It definitely sounds like running weather. We have been profoundly blessed with really decent weather. You don't have to be running at 5 a.m. This summer so far anyway.
Yeah, it's been awesome. I just want to hold my breath and hope it continues for a long time. Of course, Platte River Fitness Series, and a part of that is a race during Nebraskaland Days.
We did have our traditional Nebraskaland Days road run. It is the oldest running event in North Platte. Celebrated its 47th year this year.
Wow, that's awesome. That's awesome. So, you know, and what does this one entail? Is it a 5K? What is it?
The Nebraskaland Road Run has three distances, actually, a 5K and a 10K. That's the early morning event that takes the athletes through. They start at the arena. They get to run through the ranch and in the environment around the ranch and the arena. So it's really, really a pleasant and pretty run on the trails out there. And then the kids race, the mile, that precedes the parade. So that second part is a little bit later in the morning, early afternoon. And we had about 20 kiddos that led off the parade by doing their half mile down from the parade start and back. And so that's always a really great and fun thing for the kids to be able to do.
47 years. That's awesome.
It is. It is very awesome. It's a you know, ingrained part of Nebraskaland Days. And this year we celebrated an athlete, Dale Vanderwerf from Curtis, who has completed all but two of the Nebraskaland Days Road Run. So he was running his 45th Nebraskaland Days Road Run.
Wow. I bet he misses those two, though. I bet.
Yeah, he probably does. We runners like our streaks.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I know about that. Not for myself running, but just know I know some runners. The Platte River Fitness Series, we'll talk about some upcoming events, but how many total events are there in the whole series?
17.
And they start in what? When's
we
the first
start
one?
In January, That's actually. What I thought. January, February is a virtual challenge.
Okay.
We've had in-person, you know, physical races in those two winter months, and they're pretty well attended, but they're really unpleasant for folks to put them on. So, you know, we've sort of the race directors that had those early months sort of faded away because it is tough to put on winter races. And, you know, one of the good things that came from COVID was the training ground for putting on virtual events. And so the challenge is really, really impactful because we get people who participate. It gets their year off, started off well. Maybe they're not particularly thinking that they want to show up and race, but it gets them going. And then because what's so important, it isn't the race, it's the community and the connection with others that really makes those races valuable in helping people create a healthier lifestyle.
And I assume they run all the way through the end of the year then?
Yep, all the way into December then. And so we have at least one event for the remaining months. And in months like April, there were three. So.
Very good. Trudy Merritt here with the Platte River Fitness Series joining us. July is just around the corner. I assume you have one or two coming up in July.
We do. We have another long-standing race. I believe it's in its 16th. 17th year, somewhere in there, that goes along with Sutherland's 4th of July celebration. Mm-hmm. So the 4th of July, the firecracker, they have a 5K, a 10K, and then a kid's mile as well. That one's just traditionally in the United States, those 4th of July runs, kind of like the holiday runs at Thanksgiving, they're really just a wonderful part of the holiday tradition. Athletes get up, they get some exercise, they get, you know, time to connect with that community. And then folks who go to Sutherland can then stick around. They do a great pancake breakfast at the Lutheran Church. They can stay for the parade if they want and all the other activities. So it's a really great way to start that 4th of July holiday.
Yeah. And it's always nice to start a holiday off with a run. Then you feel, you know, because you tend to probably overeat more than normal on holidays. So at least you got a good run in to start the day.
Exactly.
And maybe you don't overeat then, because I tend to feel better after I work out about myself. And then I'm like, well, maybe I should. You know, I just worked out. I don't want to waste all that with a bunch of food. So any others in July then?
Yes, we have on July 22nd, the Nebraska Kidney Association folks come out and they put on, it's called the Sheriff's Bear. So that references the fact that we each have an extra kidney that we don't really need. And so it obviously, the Kidney Association is the organization in the state that supports folks with serious kidney disease. So Share a Spare is just an awareness creator for folks to know that they can be a living donor. But it also raises funds to help support the families of folks. All stays in Nebraska, travel, lodging, things like that for folks that need kidney care and have to travel for that. So we feel really good about supporting that cause. And this one is extra super fun. It's at Cody Park, which is always a great place to go. And it's a color run. So it's a great family event. Kids love those things. The serious athletes can dodge the color if they want to, but those that really like to get colorful and messy, it's a great opportunity for them too. So just a 5K, but it's a super good cause and it's really a great family fun event.
They can learn more about all the events that are upcoming on your website, I know.
Yep, it's just PlatteRiverFitness.com.
And they can get signed up for them, I imagine?
Yep, online registration. We always try, you know, I celebrate those that are old school because that's me. There are paper forms always at the rec center as well.
And Trudy Merritt with Platte River Fitness Series. Anything else this morning you want to touch on?
We just hope that folks will join us, come up to Sutherland, and then definitely want you to see it at Cody Park on the 22nd.
Very good. Trudy, thanks so much for all your hard work with the Platte River Fitness Series, and see you out on the road, huh?
Sounds good, Tanner. Thank you.